Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, thanks for that. TGIF, what is going on with you, especially what is going on with you in your sporting world? Welcome to Titillating Hosts, that's right, and sports. I am your host, Rick Tittle. We say host on a Friday, the first hour. We like to check in with our good buddy Jan Wall, and we take a little look in the entertainment world. We'll get her recommendations about what we should be watching and should be avoiding. There's a lot of content out there, so there's a lot of junk, and we sift through and find all the good stuff. Also, after Jan, we've got open lines at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down, just dial it up. And the great thing about this show is that I'll talk about any sport you would like. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, go to trouble ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY overseas, 0-0-800-878-7529. And giving a shout out to our brave men and women who wear the uniform representing our proud military all over the globe. Sun never sets upon AFN, and I'm a fan of the troops. Whatever branch you are with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Other ways of listening to the programming, we have some apropos applications, including the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, on your TV set, forget HBO and all that stuff, because the really entertainment is at CRN Digital Plus 2. Yeah, that's right, the cable radio network channel 2. You can listen to me through your TV set. There's a video of me. It's a loop of me riding a unicycle with no seat while you listen to me. Also, if you want to get into the social media, like if you're in junior high, we have Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook. That's the fan page. So many fans. I'm so big. I'm so famous. And also Twitter at Rick Tittle, enunciating my T's. So we've got 3 hours. We got Jan Wall on the other side. And come on back.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us. And as I mentioned, always great on Friday in the first hour to check in with our friend, the famous film critic, Jan Wall. How are you doing, Jan?
Hey, I am doing great. Rick, how about you?
Not too shabby. Let's bring in our first guest. We're very happy to welcome Gabriel Guarano. He is here to talk about his short film called Team Maryland, which he directed.
It's not so shabby. I saw it. Oh, Gabriel, you are so good.
Thank you so much for having me on this
morning. I'm blown away, honey. And it's not so short, Rick. How long is it, Gabriel?
It's 27 minutes and 57 seconds.
Oh, it is short. It felt like a big feature film to me. Sorry, Rick.
Well, that's good. I'm happy it felt that way. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's really nice to hear that this morning.
Now, when you hear Team Maryland, you might think this is about the Terrapins there in College Park. But no, this is about a young Mexican-American boxer. She is 12 years old, Marilyn Gonzalez, and she has dreams of capturing the Junior Olympics boxing championship. Tell us a little bit about how this all got off the ground, Gabriel.
Definitely. Can you also hear me all right?
I can hear you. Great, great.
Okay. Yeah, so the project got off the ground. I met the family by pure serendipity, actually. I was shooting a short film next to the Watts Towers. I don't know if you're familiar with the CSI.
I know the Watts Towers. Yeah, it's a beautiful artistic sculpture garden.
It is. That's awesome, and you know that's why we were there filming there because we loved the structure a lot. And you know, I'm not from Watts, so I don't know anyone from the area. But as we were shooting, a random man actually came up to me and my friends and started speaking Spanish. And at the time, I was taking Spanish too, so I really got excited because I wanted to practice my language skills. So I just started chatting with him, and soon enough, he told me, "Hey, I see you have a camera. I have a daughter who boxes. Maybe you'd want to make a video about her sometime." And just like that, we traded our contact info, And sure enough, later that week, I received a really long message from his eldest daughter, Araceli, who told me, hey, we don't have any money, but you're more than welcome to make a documentary about my sister's story because I think her story is very special. And I'm sure this is something you wouldn't regret. And I was just blown away by her words, and I hopped on a phone call with Marilyn and was blown away by Marilyn, too, and told her that when I come back to school in the fall, when I return to Los Angeles, I would love to start following you. And that's kind of how the story kick-started from there.
And, Rick, it's one of the best sports movies ever. If you love boxing, if you love... But then for anybody who just loves stories about the underdog who comes through, it's just remarkable.
Well, that's the thing. It's one thing to follow an athlete, you know, coming out of, you know, an area that is underserved. But she also faced some health problems and other things, didn't she?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Just to give some background on the story, this is... Team Maryland is about a 12-year-old female boxer named Marilyn Gonzalez who loses the Junior Olympics 2018, and I follow her in and out of the ring as she tries to come back and be crowned the Junior Olympics 2019 champion. And what you said is true. There are a lot of difficulties kind of that we can focus on in her life, but what was really inspiring for me is that the family is all about resiliency as well. And so they kind of don't dwell on maybe their financial circumstances, maybe the difficulties as immigrants, maybe the daily struggles that they face. They don't dwell on that so much. They really, which is really inspiring, they really just focus on the positives and how grateful they are for the opportunities they have. So that's what kept me motivated and inspired to keep following this family, is that they are a perfect example of how to best use a second chance. It's like they got a second chance in their life as immigrants with Marilyn and her life coming out of that illness, and now a second chance for a shot at the Junior Olympics. And they don't take it for granted, and I think that's something that we all need to hear.
And boy, can this girl box? I mean, what I love is, you know, from Raging Bull to the setup to Somebody Up There Likes Me, I mean, boxing movies are really great. And this is right in there. I mean, you really, as a filmmaker, I'm sure you see that boxing is very cinematographic. And you really can get in there and look at the moves. And this little girl got some great boxing moves.
Yeah, she does. She trains every day. She trains every day for a few hours. And, you know, it's a lot of dedication. And at that age, it's very rare to find someone who is as patient and persistent and just goes at it as she does. But as she says, her motivation comes from her family. She sees her parents waking up early and working very, very hard, you know, and that actually gives her the energy, as she says, to fight even harder, to get back in the ring, to put in the hours at the gym, because she wants to really live to the second chance to the fullest.
And you were not only the director, you edited it, you were your own director of photography. This really is your baby, isn't it?
It is my baby. It is, I would say, my baby, and I'm very proud of it, but it wouldn't have happened without the village, of course, that helped make it possible. So, of course, I have to thank my mom and my six siblings for just all the support that they give me. And then, you know, that we have, I can't, you know, go without saying, I made this with my team as well, my producer Julia, co-producer Jason, and many other folks. That the list would be too long for me to name everybody, but it is my baby. It, you know, it took a team to make it behind the scenes as well. So,
did you show it to Maryland yet? Have you shown it to Maryland yet?
So I actually showed every single cut to Maryland and her family, you know, to get their blessing before. You know,
good.
Because I felt like that was the right thing to do, and they were.
Well, I just want
so
them to be happy. They are
time.
So cool. They are the coolest family ever.
They are so cool. They are so cool.
Oh, Ricky, you're gonna love
just like
this
that
movie.
In real life.
I just think it's an amazing story for someone to just walk up and say, "Hey, I got a great story," and then it turns into a documentary. It goes to film festivals and wins award. How rewarding is that for you to see it be so recognized and loved?
Extremely rewarding. I would say the most rewarding part was the process of it, meeting Marilyn, all the life experiences that I learned, becoming family with the family, and also just as an artist, telling something that feels very personal to me was an extremely cathartic and fulfilling experience, and it made my heart really full. And so I can't thank this project enough for just letting me get this experience. And now that we're getting all the press and we're, you know, you guys are appreciating it and we're sharing it around, that's like the icing on the cake. So I pinch myself every day, and I'm just grateful for every single opportunity that this film gets to be seen and appreciated. So
it's going to be screening at the Black Star Film Festival August 4th through 8th. It's going to be at the Oscar qualifying Flickers Rhode Island International Film Festival on the 9th and the 15th. And so it's great getting a great momentum. Once again, Team Marilyn, Marilyn with an E. Team Marilyn, check it out from our guest, Gabriel Guarano. Congratulations on the film.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. And Jan, we'll take a little break, come back with another guest. How about that?
Okay, Rick.
Let's do that. Come on back, y'all.
They promise to love till get to the park. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy comes at night. I thrill to see her and then his wife. And daddy cleans the gun.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
Wow!
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces Radio Network. With film critic Jan Wall, we now recognize our next guest, and that is Michael Longoria, a veteran Broadway star, and he's here to talk about the debut of Summer Lovin' Concert, which is going to debut tonight at the Green Room 42 over there on 42nd and 10th. Sounds very exciting, Michael. What's going on tonight?
Hey, man, I'm so excited to be returning to the Green Room 42 to have a live band. You know, I know we've been missing live music as a whole country, but now we're starting to have opportunities where we can actually get up on stage. So I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to sing my little heart out.
Oh, I'm so glad. This is Jan Wall, and I am a real Broadway, you know, baby. And I love those songs. I know.
Yes.
Hey, I really want to hear what you're going to be doing tonight. I need me some Broadway show tunes. What are you going to sing?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the last time I was at Green Room, I did an all-Broadway concert. You know, I did stuff from Les Mis, and I did stuff from, you know, Dear Evan Hansen, and, of course, Jersey Boys. But tonight is going to be all contemporary pop songs that are playing today, and a lot of them, you know, music is so universal. I feel like a lot of times music finds me. It'll just, like, a song will appear, and for whatever reason I'll gravitate towards it, and then it'll end up being in a show. And I feel like a lot of times it's because the message of the song needs to be sung. So all these songs that I'm singing tonight, you know, you'll recognize a lot of them. Some of them are from, like, Cyndi Lauper. You know, I'm singing All Through the Night. Songs like, you know, that. Yeah, and stuff from, I'm singing something from The Weeknd, Save Your Tears, even some Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. And this is going to be with a live band, so it's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'd be good to kind of get up and shake it a little bit to this thing.
Tonight's going to be one of those, you know, really up-tempo, fun, you know, get yourself out of the house and listen to some awesome songs and sing along.
Well, that's the thing about singing along. Does that bug you when the whole crowd is singing along?
No, you know, it's funny. I've heard other singers, you know, they'll be like, please sing along, but only on the chorus, you know. But I prefer people to sing along, because for me, like, as I said earlier, a lot of these songs are kind of therapeutic. You know, you kind of hear these melodies and hear these words being told in a story, right? And a lot of times, you'll hear it and you'd be like, oh my goodness, these are the words that I needed to express what I'm feeling right now. This is the melody that needed to come out of myself right now to feel the things that I needed to feel. And so when people sing along with me, I love that, because I feel like they're experiencing all of the magic of that song with me. You know, if it's a heartbreak song, even if it was written in the 70s, right, we're experiencing it today. We're singing through this melody that somebody in the 70s sat down and wrote through their heartbreak, and now we're all experiencing that heartbreak together. And and be given that vocabulary, both musically and verbally, of what that feels like and what that means. And I think that's what's cool about getting together live with people for these kind of events, is that you actually experience it together.
I'm a movie freak and movie critic and movie person. And I know that you did an album of movie songs. What was some of those?
That was my favorite. I did some stuff from Top Gun. I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard.
Right.
Nothing's Gonna
That's
Stop
a hard
Us Now.
Song to sing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. But you know, Dolly Parton wrote that original one in such a simple, heartbreaking way, you know, about her business partner. But now we all have experienced it over the decades. So many people have covered it. To be able to do it myself and in my own voice, you know, my own Frankie Valli tenor, you know, belty voice, it's a different experience. I even took on Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go on that album. I went all the way to all the biggest love songs, really, from the movies. Hopelessly Devoted to You was on there as well.
From Greece. Yeah, from Greece.
So there's a bunch of stuff like that.
So what is your range? Can you go mini Ripperton?
You know, I can do the male version of that, but no, I haven't mastered the whistle tone. But that only happens after a full night of drinking and going out with your friends, and then the next morning you wake up and all of a sudden you sound like Mariah Carey. But it's only for a few hours, you know, until your voice kind of gets back to normal.
Michael Longoria. Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
Sorry. Did you play Frankie Valli when it came to San Francisco, the Jersey Boys?
Oh, you know, I did it in New York City for 3 years, and then I toured the originals. Yeah, I toured with the original guys as the Midtown Men in concert. We've been doing that for the past 10 years, so it's
that
been an amazing journey.
That is the happiest music. Well, that music is so happy. I don't know other. There's only two kinds of music I know that's that happy. ABBA is happy.
Yeah.
And nothing's as happy as Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Nothing.
And you know what's ironic about that? What's ironic about that is that, yes, it makes you feel happy, but what they're talking about is so sad. Like, if you really listen to the words, right? Big Girls Don't Cry. It's one of the most fun, up-tempo songs. But he's talking about breaking up and how this girl's like, you know, it's cool. You can break up with me. Big girls don't cry. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. And also, and that was kind of, that was one of the secrets of Motown music was that, Motown music was this R&B, like sad songs about breakups and heartache, but set to this amazingly up-tempo music.
And you think
about the Supremes, right? You think about the Supremes. She's saying, stop in the name of love. Before you break my heart, and she's talking about a guy cheating on her. But all of us, when we hear Stop in the Name of Love, we're like on that dance floor, you know, jamming out.
Michael Longoria is with us, and he's here talking about the Summer Lovin' series beginning tonight at the Green Room 42 over there in Midtown West. And so, Michael, in the last year, I interviewed a lot of people who were trying, you know, from the theater world, trying to do Zoom shows and things, trying to do outdoor shows. How did you get on?
Whoa, yes, it was, you know, I joined everybody in the beginning and doing the Zoom stuff, but I realized that it was just really hard to get the right quality, and, but, you know, of course I did it. I did anything that I could possibly do, and then as soon as people started to get vaccinated, you know, opportunities did start to come up. I did sing a lot at private events, even the Midtown Men, we had one concert that whole year, which, I mean, can you imagine, we were used to singing 80 concerts a year. And we literally just sang one together last year. So it's been a really difficult time for anybody in the performing arts. But singing wise, I've been pushing myself and getting out there. And I'm literally singing all over the place this summer. Anywhere that has the opportunity to do it safely. You know, I'm really trying to keep up my art because that would be like the biggest tragedy for me. You know, beyond what we've already gone through as a nation, right? But for me specifically, would be to just, like, allow it to silence me and allow it to not let my voice continue to be heard. And I think that's the whole purpose of me being in New York and why I was given this kind of journey in life as a singer is to kind of be a storyteller through music. And so if I stop that, you know, even if the opportunities seem not the best, you know, which they haven't been, to be honest, the past year, they haven't been the best opportunities, but any opportunity to get to connect with an audience and to sing and to really do what I'm supposed to do, I'm doing it. So, you know, I'm trying my hardest.
Oh. Well, I'm really glad because I'll tell you, there's nothing like the connection with music like that. I can't believe what you said about the Four Seasons being sad song.
I know. Now you're going to go back.
Song.
You're going to go back.
No way.
And you're going to
start
crying.
No, I'm not.
You're going to start crying.
I bopped.
I know we're gonna find out that late December back in '63 is about the Kennedy assassination or something.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I love the whole thing. Anytime you can see that show, people should go to see that show live.
Yeah.
I don't think the movie was as it should have been better. You know, I'm a big Eastwood fan, but it wasn't right. It wasn't right.
You have to see that kind of stuff live.
Well, also, or it has to be incredibly good, like the movie Hairspray. You know, it has to be done by a musical theater person, or Chicago. You know, those are musical theater directors, and it has to be done like that. And I love Eastwood, I really do, but not for that kind of material.
Yeah, you know, we just have about a minute left. I got to ask you what it was like working in AC with Joe Piscopo.
Oh my God! Piscopo, the legend. Are you kidding me? I felt like I was living in, you know, the Rat Pack era. You know, we were tuxedos, you know, singing. He was doing some Frank Sinatra stuff. I was doing Frankie Valli. I was even doing Smokey and a bunch of different Motown artists. It was magical, man. And there's nothing like Atlantic City. I don't know what it's like now, but But when we were, you know, hitting it hard over there and touring, you know, when we hit that show at, you know, with Joe Piscopo, I mean, he was just magical to be on stage with. And that's a legend, you know, SNL and all the history that he's had. He's just a pro. And,
yeah. He should go around doing Sinatra tour. I mean, Piscopo, don't you think, you know, wouldn't that be good? I would buy tickets to that.
And if you want to buy, how's this for a segue, you want to buy tickets tonight, go to thegreenroom42.venuetix.com to check it out. It's going to be at 7 p.m. over there, as I mentioned, at 42nd and 10th Avenue with our guest, Michael Longoria, the veteran of stage and sing. Michael, thank you so much for coming on, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me. Great talking music with you guys. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye.
There's nothing like Manhattan, huh, Jan? Just the excitement.
Oh, I just love it. Manhattan showbiz. Wow, that's the thing.
All right. Well, guess what? We have an open segment coming back.
Yay, yay.
And we got some Russian Christmas music here, so come on back.
Can you come out tonight?
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Thank you.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Hurts my feelings so much. Welcome back to the show.
I know, every time, right?
I know. Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. And Jan, we have an open segment, and I always like our stream of consciousness. Do you have a recommendation for us?
Well, let me just say something. I geeked out at the beginning of the show today because I love that movie so much. You know that movie about the boxer?
Team Maryland?
Yeah, I geeked out today. I mean, I didn't even let you get the first question in. I just was so excited.
No, it was right in the middle of my intro. I'm like, he did a movie.
I saw it.
I like the passion.
Well, I just geeked out, and it's because it was so great. And I was thinking to myself, how come I get so geeked out like that when I see something wonderful? My heart just beats faster. You know, I just get excited. I'm sure it's like a lot of sports people out there who, you know, have the adrenaline of the game. And when I see something great, now this happened to be a sports movie, and there's a lot, I mean, he kind of down, I mean, he, a lot of it's a story, but a lot of it's the sports of the boxing. And I'm not even a boxer, and just watching this, the camera moves and the way she punched and the way she, you know, pummeled her opponent. I mean, it was some pretty amazing cinema. And so I'm just thinking, I geeked out. That's all.
Well, you know, the thing about movies is that the thing I love about them, too, is that they sort of articulate without language things you're feeling. And sometimes they'll conjure up things that you didn't even know you were feeling.
Right, exactly. I didn't know I was going to see a movie about a 12-year-old girl who turns out to be an Olympic gold-winning boxer, but with a story that, you know, come on, Watts and Los Angeles and all of this, and she just, and her family, and she was deathly ill for 3 years of her life, and, oh, man, it was just great. But it was the boxing I liked the best. Anyway, it's a really great story, and she's a wonderful little girl, and you just root for her all the way. Yeah, it's also that feeling, Rick, that you don't know you even want this, mm-hmm. as you said. But then also, you're rooting. You know, you're really going, come on, come on. You know, you're really rooting for somebody. And that's a beautiful thing. And then I saw this movie. You asked me what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this movie this week, and it was educational and entertaining, those two E words at the same time. It was so educational.
Mm-hmm.
No Ordinary Man, the Billy Tipton story. Who was Billy Tipton? In the 1950s, he was a successful recording artist. He was a jazz pianist and a jazz singer, okay? And he was successful, called the Billy Tipton Trio. Played all over the place. Well, it turned out many years later, when he passed, they found out that he had been passing for a woman. I mean, I'm sorry, he was a woman passing for a man.
Mm-hmm.
All these years, his wife didn't know, his three adopted children didn't know, the fellow musicians didn't know, his friends didn't know, because he's very popular. And he was, you know, passing as a man. So anyway, it's the story of this early transsexual. And it's told by the point of view of today's transsexuals. It is so interesting. It's called No Ordinary Man.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting that mm-hmm. for, you know, time immemorial, people had to hide that type of thing?
Exactly.
And now it's mm-hmm. it's celebrated in a way. I think everybody should be equal, but now you're better than normal people. You know,
that's right, because there was a movie with Glenn Close that nobody saw that I went ape for. She actually was nominated for Best Actress for it, called Albert Nobbs. N-O-B-B-S, Albert Nobbs. It's about a true story of a woman who passed as a man, as Billy Tipton did, but this was in the 1800s in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And then someone said, show me your knobs, and she couldn't.
Oh, Rick, really? That's beneath even you, darling, even you.
Oh, I thought that was pretty good. Let me throw this one at you. By the way, always high cerebral talk from me here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a documentary I saw mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. Alan Carr.
Oh, no, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's on Prime. It's called, and it's mm-hmm. it's right there. You don't have to pay extra for it. It's called The Fabulous mm-hmm. Alan Carr, and it follows him from his beginnings. And, you know, he was even back in the 70s, he was, you know, openly gay guy.
Big producer. Tell people how he was this extravagant producer.
He was an extravagant producer, and he produced Grease.
Right.
And then he had a couple of bombs, and then he tried Grease 2, and he at least discovered Michelle Pfeiffer with that one. But then they hired him after a long lull. They hired him to produce the Oscars.
Whoa.
And so he said, I'm going to have little Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and she's going to run through. And he brought out all these great stars from Hollywood.
It was Snow White. Because it was Beach Blanket Babylon.
Was it Snow White?
Snow White. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Close.
No.
Snow White, whatever.
You're absolutely right. It was Snow White.
And he had Rob Lowe with her.
Yeah, they wheeled out like about 20 of these 100-year-old stars. You know, it's like, hey, everybody, look, it's Douglas Fairbanks or whatever. But he was very beloved, and then he had all these pool parties. You know, which started off with everyone, and then they turned into like all boys, if you know what I mean.
I think we know what you mean.
Yeah, I think someone like you would really like a movie like that.
Yes, I think you've got that right. And also his caftans. You know, he kind of got famous with these caftans he would wear. These fabulous,
yeah,
big clothes,
those things,
you know?
Were those things. If you've given up. Basically cutting the hole in the middle of a rug and throwing it over your head.
But it's got to be a fabulous rug.
That's true.
Right? A gorgeous rug, and that's what he did, and he was famous for that. But, you know, he was debauched and decadent. And, you know, that's the kind of story I just love. I just love stories like that. So I look very forward to seeing that. Thanks for telling me about
it. Sure. You didn't happen to see Quien Te Cantara, did you?
What?
That was the one I recommended last week.
Oh, yeah. No, missed that, Rick. Sorry.
That's okay.
I think you're more right on with my taste if you're talking about cars.
Now,
but the thing is, I was really close friends with all the Beach Blanket Babylon people.
Oh.
So when that all happened, because he chose that one number at the Oscars was Beach Blanket Babylon, and it was really a big problem. I mean, people did not get off on it the way they do with that show that ran longer than any show here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I heard Club Fugazi is reopening now. It's going to be some,
I heard, yeah, yeah, it's not Beach Blanket. It's some kind of
right.
circus. Yeah, I haven't been to it yet.
You know, it's interesting, by the way, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, if you want to ask Jan a question real quick, it's 1-800-878-PLAY.
I would love it.
The other day I heard a discussion between two film aficionados about Clint Eastwood, which you were just talking about as well.
His work is so amazing, especially Mystic River. And,
right, and I had Tim Robbins on my show a couple days ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, he won an Oscar for that.
Well,
you always get mad when I have these big guests without you, like Ken Burns and Tim Robbins.
I've met Tim Robbins. I actually had dinner with him once, and all we did was talk about this one movie he made that I loved so much that nobody saw. It's Cradle Will Rock, and it's about the 1930s, not the Cradle Will Rock, not that weird babysitter killer movie, but this is called Cradle Will Rock, and Tim Robbins directed it and stars in it, and it's fabulous, about a true story about the 1930s and an amazing play that was done in New York that was radical. Oh, God, it's good. Cradle Will Rock. Yeah. You had Tim Robbins on, and you couldn't have booked it when I'm on.
I don't book these guys.
Darren, you know.
I just show up and do my job.
Yeah, that's right. I just show up. Who's on today?
Yeah, okay. But the thing I was bringing up is that, look, we know his prowess as an actor, but one critic said that Clint Eastwood is one of the most overrated directors of all time, blah, blah, blah.
Who the hell said that?
Well, I was thinking, I loved Letters from Iwo Jima, Flags of Our Fathers. I loved American Sniper. You know, and then Unforgiven won 4 Oscars.
As it should have.
Yeah, and even if you like chick flicks, he did Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, and shut up about the chick flicks. I hate that when people say chick flicks. I know a lot of men, even straight men.
You know a lot of men, even straight men? Did we lose Jan?
Forget about it.
Oh, we lost you there for a second. Right when you told me to shut up, you cut out. Are you still there?
Really?
All right. Do you know that he also, the first movie he directed is Play Misty for Me. And even when Jessica Walters was so funny.
When I used to have my own radio show, which I was nice, and I was not nice, but I mean, I had a lot of great people on, right? Mm-hmm. They'd call in. Mm-hmm. It was called Hollywood Calling with Jan Wall. It was great. It's on KNBR, which was an old sports station. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I end up with all this sports stuff, but I'm very lucky. Anyway, he called me from Monterey, and he gave on the air, and he gave me about a 10-minute interview, and it was fabulous. I mean, he's just the most amazing man. I love him.
And he went, of course, he's from Oakland. He went to Oakland Tech High School.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? He is a great director, and any critic who would say that just doesn't know anything.
And you still have a radio show down at KGO, right?
Oh, yes. I'm radio and all kinds of stuff, yeah. I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about Clint Eastwood. He's so cool. I've met him a few times. He's very accessible. You know, there were certain people in the Bay Area, like Robin Williams and Clint and a number of other people who are celebrities who are very accessible here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
I mean, you could just talk to them. You see them around. They talk to you. It's nice.
The first time. And
Sean Penn was that way. Sean Penn lived here, and he was that way.
Mm-hmm. He's 91 now. It's pretty crazy.
Isn't that nuts? I hope anything he wants to do. I hear, you know, I'm in the Directors Guild still, and I have lots of friends who work on movies. And let me tell you something. His sets are the happiest sets in the history of Hollywood. I mean, you never hear anything bad about his sets because he directs, really easily. He doesn't yell. He never raises his voice. He only shoots what he has to shoot. He doesn't have any ego. I mean, he is very popular.
The only mistake Clint Eastwood ever made in my mind was he, because of his love interest, he put Sandra Locke in his movies.
I thought she was really interesting and weird and kind of eccentric.
I thought every line was delivered like this.
She was in that one about the circus buffalo. I want to say Buffalo Bob, but that wasn't the name. It was like a circus guy. He was a circus cowboy.
Oh yeah.
It was good, too. It had, like, the Native American guy in it. And it was so good.
Yeah,
she
that
was
that.
She was good.
Yeah.
Someone will yell it to us. I bet any minute now Darren will call in and say, all right.
It was some kind of Buffalo Billy Bob.
Buffalo, like that.
Oh, wait, here it is. Here's Darren. Bronco Billy.
Yeah, Bronco Billy. I thought she was marvelous in that.
All right.
I don't know. I feel sorry for Sandra Locke. I mean, it's not easy to work with your lover. Ew.
All right.
Could never work with my husband.
Well, let's do this. Let's reset. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. And one more wreck before we go.
Okay.
All right, Jan. Come on back, everybody.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
Tittle always goes commando.
All right, thank you for that. A couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, what should we be watching?
Well, you know, we were just talking about Eastwood. You know that word, you sort of are good with words, Rick. Oeuvre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oeuvre, his entire oeuvre.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, like everything he's done as a director. I mean, I know he's done a lot of great stuff as an actor and a lot of junky stuff. But as a director, he chooses his projects with guts and courage and talent. And I would really go for all of his movies. I mean, why not give yourself a film festival? You know, your own film festival, and just pick out as many of Eastwood directed films as you can.
It's good stuff. I got a little rec for you.
What?
And that is with all these.
Is this going to be another violent, crappy movie?
No, and it's not about knobs either. But
it's
when
disgusting, but go ahead.
A key word not to say is knobs. You know, these streaming services, they now are making their own content to pull you over, Paramount Plus and, you know, HBO
mm-hmm.
Max
sure.
and all this. Peacock, made a thing called Dr. Death. It's with Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater and Joshua Jackson. Based on a true story. It's about this horrible surgeon. It is squeamish, but it's 8 parts, and I'm 7 parts in. I got one more to go. I recommend it. It's called Dr. Death on Peacock.
And does Baldwin play Dr. Death?
No, he plays like a very straight-laced doctor. Joshua Jackson is actually the doctor. It's so creepy.
Uh-huh.
There it is, Jan.
God, that sounds disgusting.
Another memorable appearance, Jan. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, honey. Take care.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.